Hello, this is Magdalena Portman with Alexander Technique exercise number 20. This one is on being out of sorts. I want to have a look at what it means to be out of sorts. What do we mean when we say that? What do I mean? What I mean is this. You know those days when you feel like you've got out of bed with the wrong foot. Those days when you stumble over your own feet, or when you bump into furniture, or drop things, when you feel clumsy and uncoordinated. It's those days, it feels like our mind and our body are out of sync with each other. As if my head and the rest of my body is not properly aligned, as if the left side doesn't know what the right side is doing, as if something has gone wrong with the communication between bits of myself. Being out of sorts, it also can mean times when we feel hassled, when we feel irritable and unhappy, when nothing we do seems to go right, and the harder we try, the more wrong it goes. The more we try to do, the less we get done. When trying hard doesn't bring anything whatsoever. So, maybe at that point we need to give up trying so hard. Maybe it's the only thing to do at that point, because it doesn't seem to work, trying harder. Just to accept that this is one of these days, and to simply plod along, put one foot in front of the other, stop rushing. For me, this means to become quiet, to take my time, to stay with one thing before starting the next thing. And sometimes the only way I can get myself back to being sorted is just to stop completely for a moment. Because it's only then, when I stop, that I become aware of all the tension that has accumulated in my body, in my shoulders, usually, and in my neck and my jaw. It is only when I stop, then I can see what is going on. Then I can find out what and where I'm trying too hard. And it's only when I'm stopping that I can make a conscious decision to let go of this extra, unnecessary, completely superfluous tension. It's only when I stop that I find a way to establish clarity between my brain and my body. You see, when I feel out of sorts, it feels as if I were at odds with myself. It is as if the wires between my brain and my muscles have become tangled up. Often I'm not even aware that this is happening until I feel really unhappy and irritated. But when I stop for a moment, I give myself the chance to untangle those wires, to become aware and to create a conscious, clear connection between my brain and my muscles, to make a conscious decision to let my shoulders release, to stop clenching my jaw, to allow the back of my neck to soften. It helps to practice becoming quiet and not to wait until you are out of sorts. Okay, you probably noticed that my phone just went, so I had to stop this boo. But all I wanted to say was some of my previous exercises might be useful at this point for you. The one on time or on becoming quiet. Have a look. See what you can find. But it does help to practice this becoming quiet.